This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com. But we spell that C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. Here we are, 2 days into the new year, and I've got to ask the question, have you made a resolution? And have you broken the resolution yet? Generally speaking, about 41% of people in the United States say that they make a resolution of some type. The majority, of course, has to do with health and fitness or finances or things like that. But the interesting part is 25% remain committed. Only 25% remain committed after just January. And only 10% accomplish those resolutions all the way through to the end. Also, something I found very interesting, the amount of people that make resolutions goes down with age. Younger people are much more likely to make a resolution when you get over 50. According to statistics, only 20%, a little over 20% of the people make resolutions. And the truth is, the more you think about it and the more you think about this life of faith in Jesus Christ, we realize that it's not about resolutions, but change is absolutely something we should be about. We should be about looking at our lives guided by the scripture. That's the key. Guided by the scripture and making lasting change. And of course, the reality is Christ alone is the only one that can bring true and lasting change. But I want to suggest for us as we head into a new year, maybe the idea isn't a resolution, you know, one single thing, but maybe a verse. Something, and I've got a great verse, and you could write this down, John 21, verse 22. But, of course, we have to put it into its context. I have to show you what's around it and what the situation was. But when you hear this verse, you think that's something that would be a really powerful way for me to think about moving into even a new week, a new month, when we start thinking about this verse. And I'll show you what I'm talking about. Just so you know, this is John 21, the last chapter in John's gospel. This is after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. It's during that time period that he appears to the apostles during that period of 40 days following his resurrection. And it's after the situation by the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus restores or reinstates Peter. And he says, you know, do you love me more than these? Feed my sheep. And then you got to go to John 21, verse 18. He makes an interesting little statement to Peter. And I promise you, this has got to be something that Peter would be thinking about really the rest of his life. Because Jesus said, John 21, verse 18, most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you're old, you'll stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. So the phrase, this verse that I want to show you, is on the backside of that idea. He tells Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Three times he says it. Then he gives him this cryptic little message, and it tells him about his future. And it's interesting, instead of asking Jesus to explain it to him, instead, in verse 20, it says, Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved, who also leaned back on his breast at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, but Lord, what about this man? So the background is Peter doing something that we all have a tendency to you. To do when we hear about somebody in their future, and then we go, oh, what about him? What about her? When we think about even this walk of faith in Jesus Christ, there's a tendency for us to compare ourselves with others. What about them? What about them? And the tendency to compare ourselves with others obviously is not healthy. But Jesus's words, and this is the thing I said should be a guiding principle in the new year. Verse 22, again, John 21, 22. Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You, follow me. He says those significant words twice, follow me. I mean, that has to be the goal, not just for 2026, but for the rest of this week, for January, for February, follow him. But it's interesting, Jesus' words just prior to that, what's that to you? For me, it's the idea that Jesus doesn't want us to be looking left and right and comparing our lives to anyone else's lives. And I'd say that's probably the biggest, maybe the most powerful thing. If we were going to resolve to do anything, it would be living this way. Don't worry about them. What's that to you? You follow me. I see another person, and they're being blessed by God. They're doing wonderful things in ministry. And I look and I think, well, I'm not living up to that standard. And Jesus would say, that's not yours. That's theirs. What is that to you? Instead, you follow me. What does that look like, though, to follow him? Again, that's the kind of real and lasting change that we need to make in our lives, bigger than resolutions, is to follow Jesus. Literally, the word means join together on the road with someone. That's literally what that phrase, follow me. Come join me on the road. In other words, it's discovering what Jesus's way, what his road really looks like, discovering what Jesus did. And these are things that, well, if we want to look at anybody's life, we're looking at Peter's right now. This is definitely something he lived by, and you get that from the rest in the book of Acts and even into Peter's letters. That's the one thing he continued to do the rest of his life, follow Jesus. Now, did his life look the same as John's life? No. Did it look the same as some of the other apostles? We think of the apostle Paul? No. His life looked different. All of the apostles' lives looked different. And I think it is right there in that phrase. What is that to you? You follow me. That to me seems to be the one thing that we should just fix our eyes on constantly. And how do we do that? Again, what are his ways? What did Jesus do? How did he live? Let's do those things. And how can we know those things? Well, of course, the Word of God. So, of course, if there's anything we want to find ourselves doing more of in 2026, it would be reading the Word of God, studying, applying the Word of God to our lives, getting involved even into Bible studies where we can learn and just deepen this understanding, not so that we could compare ourselves to others, but so that we can learn what it truly means to follow him. So that would be, if I had to give some advice into the new year, that would be it. Let's let our lives look a little bit more like John 21:22. If Jesus would speak to us, what is that to you? You follow me. What would that look like in each of our lives?